If you think business people, in general, are predatory, and then you meet a businesswoman who is a friend of your mother's in their youth, her connection with your mother becomes more important to you than your judgments of business people, and you want to know about that connection. In the same way, if you have a preconception that someone is a cold, impersonal person who should not be teaching in elementary school, and then you discover that he loves children as much as you do, you become more interested in him than in your judgment. You want to know how he teaches troubled children, sensitive children, and slow learners, and how he explains sex, race, economic differences, and drugs. In other words, you open to him. This is the moment when fear, judgment, and disdain disappear. It is also the experience of compassion. Compassion brings you out of your self-created isolation and into the larger world of joy and pain that is the human experience. When you see only personalities, compassion is harder because you focus on differences that frighten you, and you judge what you fear, such as skin color, body shape, sex, culture, religion, hairstyle, and anything else that is different. You can relate to appearances like your own, but even then you judge. For example, not all white people like all white people. Not all black people like all black people. Not all poor people like all poor people, and so on. Appearances always differ, but when you see the essence beneath appearances, your judgments disappear, and you create a world in which harm is not possible because your relationships become soul to soul. When you see beyond appearances, you see holiness. You see colleagues, competitors, and kind, cruel, impatient, and sensitive people as holy. You also see people you like, people you do not like, and yourself as holy. You see holiness everywhere, above, below, in front, and behind.